Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Mechayrus, Perek Beis, Mishnei Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah is bringing Lurbus Chosas Bas Rachel Shishi Bezach Refan Ruziva Kogon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Rachel Shayaltikman Eiz, a female sheep that gave birth to something that looked like a goat, or Beis Shayaltikman Rachel, a female goat that gave birth to something that looked like a female sheep. Potter Mana Bechayrus, Potter Mana Bechayra, because when the pasuk is Mashma, that has to be the same man and look like the same man. Now Vim Yeshua Mikta Simonim, but if it has some Simonim, it has some signs that it looks like its mother and it's the same man, Chayv it is Chayv and Bechayra. And ultimately, Shavav with more detailed cases. Rachel Shaloi Bechra. We have a female sheep that did not yet give birth, V'yalda Shnei Zacharim, and then the first time it gave birth to two males, to twins, and V'yalda Shnei Roshein Ka'echad. Their heads both came out at the same time. So Rabbi Yosi Gleim says, Shnei Mekayin, both of them were given to the Kayin. Shnei Mekayin, the Pasuk says, HaZacharim LaHashem, the males are to Hashem. And he understands that to literally mean that if both males came out at the same time, so they both have Kedushas Bechar and they have to be given to a Kayin. However, Chamar and Chum say, E'efsher. That's impossible, meaning Yeshel Tzamtzim. It's impossible. They both came out literally the same time. It has to be the one's Bechar and one's not. Therefore, El Echalev Echle Kayin. One is to him, one is to the Kayin. Rav Tarfon says, HaKayin Bar Elai Asayafe, the Kayin, he chooses the nicer one, the more geshmak, juicy, fatter of the two. And we could say that that's the one that came out first, and therefore the Kayin gets the nicer one. However, Rav Kiva says that no, Mishamnin Beinehen, that which is in between them, is the fatter one. In other words, Rav Kiva holds the opposite. They don't know for sure which one came out first, and it's a classic principle of Hamotzi Mechaver El Varaya. If the Kain wants to take the fatter, juicier, more geschmack one, he would have to prove that that came out first, and since obviously he can't, he doesn't get it, and the owner, he gets to keep the more juicy, geschmack, fat one, and he gives the weaker, thinner one to the Kain. Now Vashini, the second one, meaning the one which is kept by the owner, Yirache Stav, it has to graze until it gets a mum, and only then it's allowed to be eaten, because still it's Suffolk Bechar. It might actually be the Bechar, might be the firstborn, and Yisrael is not allowed to eat a firstborn, unless of course it has a mum, so that's why he's allowed to keep it, it's his, he doesn't have to give it to the Kayin, but he's not allowed to eat it until it gets a mum. And also v'chayv matanos, it's chayv matanos. This has to do with near the end of Maseches Chulin, as we mentioned briefly two Mishnayos ago. The concept of matanos is that when regular Chulin animal is shechted, parts of it have to be given to a Kayin. So this is considered Chulin to the extent that it's chayv matanos. He has to give parts of it to a Kayin. However, b'yasi paters, and that's because al tzad there was a suffix that maybe it is a bechar, so it's part from matanos. Now what about the following? Meis echad mehen, one of these two twins died before they were able to decide which one goes to the Kain and which one the owner keeps. So Rav Tarfon says, Yechloiku, the remaining one has to be split. Whereas Rav Kiva says, no, Hamasim Chaver Al Varaya, the one who wants to take from the other one, he has to bring the proof, and that means the Kain would technically have to bring a proof that this one that's remaining was the Bechar, and since he has no way of proving that, the owner gets to keep it and he does not have to give it to the Kain. Lastly, let's say the twins that were born to this mother was Zachar Unakeva, it was a male and a female, and we don't know which one came out first, Einkan L'Kain Klom, the Kain doesn't get anything, because obviously he wants to say that the male came out first, but since he doesn't know that, once again we would say Amatzim Chaver Al Varaya, and he can't prove it, so Kain doesn't get any of these animals. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.